the volume.
When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, we back. Another episode of Club 520 Podcast. I'm the host. My name is DJ Wells. Same gang with me to my left, my dog, B. Hen, Bishop out the Prairies. My nigga, how you what today?
Cool and nasty. Let's get to it.
You know what I'm saying? You adding on to the black collection, man. Every time I see you, you got some random attributes in that random.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Shock Aware. You feel me? I think this was somebody for somebody else on the show, but fuck them.
Nigga stole my jacket.
Yeah, you know
somebody
what I mean?
Else. It's only three of us.
He got enough P, probably got him one for Christmas.
Nah, I got Gallery. Gallery death.
Shout out to P. We ain't doing this.
Hey, please.
Shout out to my dog.
I didn't
want to
repost that.
Shout out to my dog, man. Yeah,
she's
crazy.
She's crazy.
But nah, I appreciate y'all for the merch. We love our merch. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Anybody else that want to send them some merch, you know, we'll shoot the Addy to you. So we'll show you some love.
To my right still, my dog, Young Nacho, Young Teague. How you what, man?
I'm chilling, bro. Day two of the phones. It's still going, man. It ain't going to stop. The rest of the month, right?
Rest of the month.
Man, these shoes hurt like hell. But we going to keep going, bro. These about to know, by the way.
You can't tie them shoes.
Nah. Look at them. You see the lace game? Lace game, assy. These about to know, though. Look at them bottoms. Is,
man. The OG joints?
Yeah, I cut grass in these.
Man, them nipples hard.
When's the last time you cut grass? You moved from Larry, man, a long time ago. A
couple years ago.
That nigga ain't never cut no grass.
Man, you crazy as hell. Me and Larry Burks to ride our lawnmowers together, nigga.
He's never on a ride lawnmower.
Yeah, man.
Y'all stole them for sure.
Damn.
My dad used to bring it over there.
Damn.
Like, I used to drive like a go-kart. I was water boy, nigga. I'd drive it all the way to Larry's house. On the road.
Fucking that shit up at the bottom.
Nah, I used to lift it up, bro. You don't cut grass, bro.
Boy, you roll past Larry's house and look at that Hulk Hogan gif right on the trailer.
See, he's fucked up. Boy, put the gif in there, man.
Crazy. Shit.
Hey, man. All these coaches said, fuck my job. People getting fired, people stepping down, people finessing the bag. I would have saw for Eric Sposher. Shout out to the Heat organization for my man getting that contract extension. After the details of his divorce came out.
That's quality.
After it was finalized. Pat Riley, real nigga for that.
That's quality right there. Either his agent is great. Obviously, agent is great. And Pat Riley's great. Because now he get to get that money. Oops. He ain't got to bust it down with the wife.
Finesse.
That's the best.
No, that was the best finesse.
Yeah.
And Spo's still young.
Yeah.
Spo ain't no old head.
Is Spo old?
Hell
probably
nah,
in his 40s.
Bro.
Like,
yeah,
late
young,
40s.
Bro.
I think Spo might be in his early 50s.
Early 50s. That's still young. You about to get him a new joint.
I think Spo 50. We had to fact
like
check
48. That nigga been in Miami for 20 years.
He probably like 48, dang near 50.
He came on as the,
he probably 50, 51.
He kind of nigga the water boy as the
I was about to say, but there's no disrespect. He was the Vidi.
He 53.
I was about to say, he in his early 50s.
Wow. Well, nigga, you look young, man. Shout out to Spo. Getting that check.
I know you got a new baddie in Miami, boy.
Oh, yeah. He just, ooh, the deposit was through.
Got to be a Spanish. Ooh.
That's his lineage, too.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Little slick back. Very exposure.
Yeah. His demographics probably crazy. Miami. Send a video.
He probably being single. He probably just going to be taking them down. Okay.
Eric Spoelstra having hoes is crazy, though.
Definitely got him.
Nailing something to Enrique Iglesias.
I hope he ain't doing nothing, nailing nothing to him.
I was going to say,
legend. Y'all don't do that. Legend.
Oh, he's a legend.
Yeah.
He going left.
Legend. Yeah. No, that's Ricky Martin. Stop putting smut on people.
Same people.
Bro.
Hold on. Enrique Iglesias ain't.
No, that's Ricky Martin.
Which one got the mo? Paul, one of them got a mo or something, don't they?
Probably Enrique.
Yeah.
For real? Yeah, nah, I'm not going to let y'all do that. Let's move on.
My
with
bad.
The show.
I didn't know it was your gang like that.
Nah, we'll go back to the show about these coaches.
So, Ricky Martin,
yeah. Yeah, yes. For sure.
For sure. Right. Shout out to Ricky Martin.
Respects.
Didn't know. What do Ricky Martin sing? This is just a side. I don't know none of this song.
Living La Vida Loca.
That's Ricky Martin?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm probably lying, but I just.
Oh, shit.
I think so.
I wasn't Googling because you were so confident.
Yeah, it was Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca. Because he sued Cisco.
Yeah, he said, I really think that is his song.
I can't rock with him. He sued Cisco.
He does.
She got dumped like Trump. Yeah, he sued her for that.
Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah, he
I'm
weird.
Tapped in, y'all.
I can't rock with him, bro. You can't sue Cisco, bro.
Yeah, he sued
Cisco.
He
may answer the dragon, bro.
I ain't gonna say why I'm not tapped in because we might get flagged.
All right,
cool. Ricky Martin's out of pocket. But back to these coaches. I got a question. Who had a better career if they was to stop today coaching? Nick Saban or the Patriots coach?
Bill Belichick.
Bill.
Nick Saban. For me personally.
Nah, I'm gonna go with Bill Belichick. He won at the highest level.
Let's put some substance on it, fellas. Why are we picking these
people? He won at the highest level, and Nick Saban coached in the NFL and wasn't that successful.
I rock with that.
Nowhere near.
I think there? Winning a national championship in football is much harder than winning a Super Bowl.
No.
I think both of those are very hard feats to do, but to dominate college football is very hard to do.
No, to dominate the NFL. It's all the best players in the world in this league already. That's the hardest one. Like, college football, you got a schedule. Alabama might play
They might play Cupcake State in the first couple games.
Yeah, you know what I mean? No offense to Central Michigan. But I'm saying they might play a school like that. Mm-hmm. And they ain't got to really worry. They got to worry about playing Georgia. They got 3 hard games in the whole year.
But also, in the same time, Bill Belichick had probably the best quarterback of all time.
I mean, he didn't come out like that.
True. I agree. And I also agree that those defenses that Bill Belichick put behind, those teams were absolutely legendary, for sure.
All right, put it this way. Think about how many Hall of Fame players, our favorite players. I got a Randy Moss jersey over there, didn't win a chip.
Facts. He was in a different situation. Went to a different school.
I'm just saying, that's how hard it is. Like, you could be the best player at your position and still not win a national championship. I mean, a world championship, whatever, on Super Bowl, whatever.
That's because the fucking Giants was on some little giant shit that year.
Yeah, but then you could go to Alabama, and it was like at a point, like if you just go to Alabama, you're going to win.
He made that environment, though, because it wasn't like that.
Because nobody else was going nowhere else. You had 4 of the best running backs in the nation on the same team.
Yeah.
And Jeff is saying, like, basically the Patriots is Power 5 every week.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and at the same time, the Patriots played in a shitty division for years. That division is not good.
That's his shit.
That division was not good.
Still in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the AFC South. The Colts dominated for years, and the rest of the teams in the division was fucking ass.
And then, but think about also in college, before they changed this rule recently, you had a play-in tournament. Before, it was some bullshit.
And he was winning then, too.
Yeah, but it was real bullshit. Like, the best teams weren't even playing each other, really.
That was bullshit. I don't agree with that, bro.
Think about it. The best teams, like, say, if a Texas was good at that time and they played Tennessee, and Tennessee was good at that time, if one of them lost, they was out of contention, even though they might have been better than the Alabama. I'm not saying that was, but it's like, damn, we had to go against a good-ass team. This team didn't. Like, Oregon used to get cupcake walks.
Walked
back
to the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Pac-12 was trash.
Outside of USC. But at the same time.
As a whole, though.
But we can't blame niggas for not losing.
Niggas playing Arizona State twice and shit like that.
Yeah, like,
bro.
Nah, I ain't rolling.
Conference schedule, I get. But at the same time, he won in LSU. And then he went to Alabama. a lot of people could not have taken that program and put it where it was. I know Bear Bryant was great. I understand that. I respect it. But that SEC time, when he went to Alabama, he made that culture.
Alabama always been a premier job, though.
No, for sure. But that's just like now. Whoever takes a job after him now, boy, you got a lot to live up to.
Yeah, but yeah. Like LSU, too. And I think Jefferson,
he won at LSU.
But I'm saying Bill built the Patriots.
Yeah, facts.
For sure. I mean, we're not talking
saying
about two
crumbs
here.
Not saying Nick, I call that nigga Saban. Not saying he didn't build Alabama, but it was kind of like.
You in Alabama getting players.
Yeah, bro. And you down there already where they breed that shit.
Yeah, but so he's leaving country real. You know why he leaving now, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because now it's more like everybody ain't on that boat. At one time, I'm going to Alabama because I know I'm going to the NFL. Because everybody, if you go to Alabama, going to the NFL.
And cheese wasn't involved.
But now the cheese involved. It's like, nigga, I'm cold anywhere. I can go anywhere and go to the NFL. Okay. At one point, it was like Julio Jones going there. All these people going to the Alabama. They got the best player every single year.
But at the same time, too, both of those people dominated eras, too, which is very hard to do.
Facts.
Because, honestly, if it wasn't for Cam Newton, we would talk about Nick Saban even higher because he would have got that triple crown.
Yeah.
We're winning three Denver National Championships in a row, having two two-piece, that shit is tough. I mean, the Patriots, obviously, them niggas dominated the NFL for decades. Yeah. I think it's close.
They have very similar stats.
Yeah, their stat shit is crazy.
I don't, though, because I think you like... Peyton Manning could have had four championships, but Tom Brady and the Patriots ruined that.
Yeah.
It's a hell of quarterbacks that we think are Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Dan Marino.
Like, all these people that didn't get championships because of Bill Belichick.
That's a fact.
Dan Marino didn't get one.
Besides Dan, Eli, he held it down, though.
That's crazy that we don't give a fuck about Eli Manning's resume. He got two cold chips.
Yeah, he do got he two cold. Yeah. I fuck with Eli.
I do, too.
He my favorite Manning.
Oh, really?
Facts.
Shout out to P. Murder.
Shout out to Art.
The Archie
Manny?
Pops.
Oh, the Pops.
I fuck with the beginning of the lineage.
And he coke for saying, hey, Eli is not playing for the San Diego Chargers. I got my family fucked up. That was a great decision.
Yeah.
He was really a sleeper LeVar Ball first. It just wasn't.
He was just Caucasian.
The internet wasn't around then.
Yeah, he definitely was LeVar.
Because he was stepping on shit.
He stepped on a franchise.
Yeah, he definitely stepping on shit. We not showing up. Yeah.
Y'all can do it if y'all want to. I bet you myself won't play there. And we got bread.
That's one thing I can say, though, NFL players got to pull on, is they can damn near say that to a team.
No, they can't, certain people.
No, but I'm saying it's kind of hard. I don't know if NBA niggas like, man, I'm not going to the podcast.
Steve Francis did it.
For real?
He said, I didn't know about it. I'm not going to Vancouver.
Damn.
He did.
I'm not going to Vancouver.
You right, bro.
Yeah.
That shit is just more common in football, though, bro. Niggas be really like, nah, I'm cool.
You see it in the rare cases. You see it like even with Bo Jackson, when he was just like, yeah, I would never play for y'all niggas. I'd rather go play baseball.
Deion Sanders did it, too. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's a list of niggas, bro.
Yeah, but it's a slim. Basketball, I can imagine that being like you said.
DeMarcus did it without doing it, but.
That was highway robbery.
Marcus.
Legend.
He said, I'm playing for y'all. I just ain't playing for y'all.
I don't care what nobody says.
I'm coming to y'all city. I just ain't playing.
Yeah.
Shout out to my dog.
They tried to sue that man back for his money, bro.
That's crazy,
man.
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay. Authenticity. Guarantee. You'll feel it. Because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after. When you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I wonder who's going to take over those jobs. I don't think that Bill Belichick's done coaching. I could definitely see Bill Belichick going to another football team and making a hell of a difference as a head coach, even if I don't think he'll be a coordinator, but he'll be a coach or in charge of some shit, but he going to wreck shit up, sure.
I don't think he's going to coach no more. Nobody want that style.
Nigga too old,
yeah,
bro.
His style is too outdated, but I think he will work in the front office.
Yeah, he's going to be around some type of football shit.
Yeah.
I would like to see him and Nick Saban together working somewhere. That'd be fire. Like,
that'd be some
not in college,
shit.
Though. Not in college. Them two old motherfuckers together in college would be a problem.
Like, when you look at the Dolphins coach, what's my boy name? McDaniels?
Yeah.
And then you look at Bill Belichick, it's like, nah, my nigga.
It's night and day.
It's
yeah,
new.
Josh McDaniels is an
OCE like
coach.
It's a new wave.
He's an AU coach.
Yeah, it's like, it's a new wave, though. It's like, it's time for a new wave, bro. Like,
yeah. It's like you said, bro, it's relatability with stuff, even with recruiting.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you can't recruit them kids the way you used to, going in their mama living room, talk, bro, nobody give a shit.
Where is the money?
Yes, I have 100K followers. What's cracking?
Yeah, where's the money? Nick Saban coming in, we're going to make you a good young man. You're going to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, but how much you going to pay me?
Yeah. Send a check through.
And then everybody, mama our age now, so they definitely like, look, I'm trying to get my body done. You need to get my son his 50K.
BBL for the...
That boy love bringing up the plastic whenever he can. That boy going to make a way, ain't he? My nigga going to make a way. He talking about some yiddies.
My son about to go to the NFL. I got to make sure I look good on draft night. Fuck you talking about?
Hey, man, make your shit go to Alabama for the BBL is crazy. The scholarship lock-in is the body.
That's a fact, bro. You know, they got to be on TV with the kid, bro. They trying to get their shit done.
That's their fucking problem.
Yeah, all the parents like 38.
Yeah, my mom was too old for the table. So I had to come with something else. That'd have been her last visit.
Oh, Lord.
I said we could move on. New sport. What happened in the NBA? Why y'all be fucking up the show getting quiet?
Why do you say that? We don't know how to respond. Speaking of retire, Draymond, I said he kind of played retired because he couldn't push niggas no more. Shout out to the volume. But that whole first comeback podcast episode was so ridiculous, bro.
Shout out to my dog, man.
I fuck with Draymond.
Y'all cried together, man. Let's get that shit out, pause. Like, that was different. I ain't heard that one before, but
yeah.
Hey, whatever gets you ready to play, bro.
He said, hey, bro, look, I promise you and Clay will not be here next year. We had a great time. I love y'all, but this shit is done.
You think so?
Hell yeah, bro. With Steph last night, the way he was looking, it didn't look calm. It's like, yeah, we got to figure out what's up. That Shams report came right out. Golden State, Steph Curry is safe and no one else is. Jonathan Kumungu get out here. You see his fade?
Didn't see his fade.
This nigga, weak. Bro, he got a fade, no lineup. Like, he just cut his hair off.
Nah, bro.
Shout out to, you know, it gets stressful in the league, man. You just start doing shit. I'm telling you,
Jeff, you
had a mohawk that had no... My blend was crazy.
You had no taper?
Then blend was nasty. It was just...
Damn. Hawks decide Roscoe Dash. Hey, hey, my nigga used to sponge this shit.
It's not Russian Kabunga. I'm gonna stop you. It can't be, bro.
My nigga was sponging this shit, get that face. So yeah, he right. Niggas get stressed.
Bro, his hairline is so crazy, bro. I couldn't imagine just going to the barber and nigga just going, all right, I'm done. Nah, bro, I can't walk outside looking like this. Then he was doing this shit like it was fresh, like Allen Iverson at the All-Star game when he first cut his shit.
Nah,
it was
sure.
Insane, bro.
But the Warriors, they had a good run, bro.
They had a legendary run.
Oh, yeah, bro.
But all good things come to an end, bro. Yeah. They can't keep doing that.
Nah, they
Steph don't deserve that.
They had a top five run of all time.
And I like Clay's interview when he was just like, shit, nigga, he human, bro. Nigga, motherfucker gotta really holler at you sometimes and be like, hey, bro, this is the end, my nigga.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Chill out and relax, bro. Enjoy the ride, bro. You had a great run, bro. You still a killer, you know what I'm saying? Really? Just shit, everybody time, nigga, get cut short.
Facts.
And bro, yeah, that's I think they're a top three dynasty in the NBA. That Warriors
top
run.
Three?
Yeah.
Ah, how many chips they get? Four?
Yeah.
Yeah, they top three for sure.
Especially who they played in that time period, too.
So y'all got Lakers, no order. Lakers, Warriors, Bulls.
I got Bulls. My order is, I'm going to give you an order. I got Bulls. Then I got Golden State. Then I got the Lakers.
Yeah, if we're going off runs for me, probably mine's similar. You could probably interchange for me Golden State and Lakers because them Kobe Shaq runs was crazy.
They did do a three-peat.
I don't think that first Warriors championship team with Harrison Barnes and them could beat any of those Laker teams with Kobe and Shaq.
Probably not. Nobody can stop Shaq.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't disagree.
That's what
with that.
I'm just saying.
Draymond can't guard Shaq. That ain't even fair to Draymond.
No. Kevon Looney is great for what he does, but he would
they
be.
They
would
have had your boy Bogut.
Even worse. They had David Lee on that team too, didn't they?
David Lee was cold with the Warriors too.
Yeah. David Lee was the only white power forward in the NBA for a very long time period.
him and Mike Miller used to be my favorite white boys in the league, bro.
I fuck with Mike Miller.
Young Mike Miller slept on, bro. Hard.
Elite.
My favorite white boy is Jason Williams.
We know, man.
By far.
Jay Will. But he don't really count as white.
My favorite player of all time, really, but him and Iverson, they go back and forth.
Respect that.
I'm trying to think of who was cold in the league that was white, that was like legit cold. Like Keith Van Horn.
Mm-mm.
I can't even think.
It was nice, but I
won't. One of the first stretch fours. Number 44.
Yeah.
Keith Van Horn had game,
he
bro.
He definitely had game. Brent Berry was decent.
The allegations made me look a bit different.
Man, don't
Dirk
do
don't count.
Dirk.
Why? Dirk don't count.
He dated black girls.
Nah,
come on,
man,
you see the to go play with the
yeah,
stuff.
His wife,
aluminum foil.
He said his favorite
shout
girl
to
was,
the blender babies.
What he say his favorite girls was Lil Kim and Foxy Brown growing up.
Oh, he was a nasty nigga.
That was mine too. Lil Kim was my favorite girl growing up too, low key.
Wow,
her and Sable.
Sable. Hey, I was listening to some shit. I forgot how cold Charlie Baltimore was.
Cold. She looked good.
Charlie, I fucked with Carly.
She looked like somebody off Tiff Street.
Charlie Baltimore looked like Tayshaun Prince.
Now or then.
She like she came on.
She could flow though. She could flow though.
I fucked with Charlie Baltimore.
I did, bro.
Charlie Baltimore, Jay Chax used to be favorite because it stopped being foxy. We know
damn,
why.
Damn, Charlie Baltimore, bro. I thought you was going to say Eve, maybe.
Yeah, Eve.
Shout out to Eve having
print.
A TV show called Eve and her name wasn't Eve.
What was her name on that show?
It was like Shelly or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it was Shelly or some shit. That's terrible for marketing.
That shit popped up. I said, they're some fucking liars. UPA just used to give us bullshit. We just happy we had black shows, but we fucked with them tough.
Yeah, I definitely did.
But yeah, that shit was
Eve, Eve, how you doing? I got a question.
You know the theme song?
I do remember that
I got
shit.
A question for you,
what's
Jeff.
That?
What's up?
When you was in the league, who would you say the hardest white boy was?
In the league, Dirt.
You don't count, bro. From the water.
K-Love.
Ooh, that's
it's either
a good one.
K-Love. When I first got in the league, it was K-Love. He was 28-10, easy.
Yeah.
And then as it kept going, nobody from overseas saying American white boy.
American, yeah.
It was K-Love. Yeah. It wasn't over too many Americans.
Who was in there? Matt Harpering, that nigga's probably on the end of his career. I couldn't think of nobody else that was white.
Sure, my nigga age was saying Matt.
Then Gordon came, but he wasn't harder than Kevin Love.
Nah.
I'll take K-Love.
Shout out to G-Hay.
Yeah.
I respect that. Kevin Love was nasty.
And TJ McConnell.
That's third?
Man, DJ, what else you got on your fucking phone?
Hey, man, I went to the Pacers game and I watched. I'm so happy Tyrese ain't hurt, for real. I was at that game. I damn near died. I was like, damn, not again, but I watched Peyton Pritchard and TJ McConnell play each other for extended. I said, I don't ever want to see two white guards play against each other again.
Peyton Pritchard, nice though.
But two white point guards going against each other, this is the NBA. I need that for your Nah.
Should the Pacers sit Halliburton for a while though?
You ain't got no choice.
Halliburton can play the All-Star game and not another game this season. I'll be just happy. But he got to have that moment.
Y'all don't think he'll make the playoffs?
Yeah, we'll make the playoffs, but I'm saying for me, he don't need to play until February.
Oh, y'all getting dusted. Y'all make the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not saying that we're cold, but I'm saying I don't even care about
Anybody want to take that Milwaukee versus Pacers or Boston versus Pacers? 4-1.
Yeah, that's not... I don't know about 4-1, but I don't like that.
4-0.
In the playoffs, we won't beat them. That's not real for me. As a Pacers fan, I would love to beat Milwaukee because they've been talking crazy and the Celtics fans. It's not our fault we beat y'all ass. I don't care.
Relax.
I don't care. We beat y'all. I bleed green. That's cool.
I bleed green.
You bleed as L. Y'all came to Gainsbridge and got clapped.
Pause.
Unpause.
Oh, Lord.
Shout out to Tyrese.
Oh.
Nah, man, I just don't see the Pacers. Y'all good season team. Y'all a good fun team.
We gotta build.
Got a new little Giants.
Don't disrespect.
Got a new little Giants, bro.
We gotta get better, bro. I don't know that Pascal is the fix as everybody acts like it is.
Y'all be turned up, y'all get pasky.
I think he definitely makes our roster way better. I think once we move on from Buddy Hill, I think we get way better. I think once we get rid of Bruce Brown, we'll be way better.
You wanna get rid of Bruce Brown already?
Bruce don't fit our team. Because what he does best, we don't have the personnel for him to actually do that shit. He can't be our small forward, and he's the smallest person in starting lineup. Not to no shade. What he does best, we don't have the personnel for that.
So who you replacing with him, though?
Shit, Pascal. If we can replace him with Pascal, we are cool.
Y'all gonna have to get rid of some motherfucker. Pascal ain't going for motherfucker Bruce Brown. Shout out to BB.
Well, he's going to go for whatever they can get because in the next 2 weeks, he not resigning with them. So they got to get something out of it. So they either want picks or they going to want... That's like the trade deadline going to be funny because even with the Lakers, they're going to have to trade D-Lo for something because he's just going to walk for nothing. So now everybody back against the wall. You got to get something out of this shit or you just take a L.
What the Lakers need?
Shit, a lot. A time machine for LeBron to not be old. They need everything, bro.
Well, I just don't know. I feel like they got a perfect team. I just don't know what to...
Darvin Ham got to go.
Damn.
Even if it ain't his fault.
That nigga be firing motherfuckers, don't he?
Damn.
You right. LeBron be firing the shit on his coaches.
D-Ham.
I fuck with D-Ham, but that's the only thing that's going to have to change for it to be different. You know, they're going to change coaches at some point. Them niggas going to play totally better, and they're going to blame it on him. Look how he did Frank Vogel.
Facts. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it, because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Yeah, I just see the Clippers going to the finals, though. I don't even care.
Shout out to Kawhi getting that extension, though.
What y'all think about that?
That means that Paul George is staying in L.A. like we all thought he would.
Whoever thought he was leaving, though?
Idiots on the internet.
Yeah, nah, Paul George and Kawhi, they're going to retire Clippers, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kawhi do whatever the fuck he wants to. He don't even get to work from home in the NBA.
Yeah,
why would he leave?
Yeah, that is crazy, bro.
He was like, I'll pull up to practice and I feel like it.
Hard.
That shit is crazy.
I should have worked harder. For real. Or I should have been, my dad, why the
you
fuck
played
wasn't
different.
I 6'4", 6'5"?
You gonna play Mr. T?
Nah, but I think, honestly.
All my cousins are 6'5", 6'4".
You were supposed to swap with
I'm
Deion.
I'm a fucking runt.
But I think if you would have played different, your body wouldn't have been as fucked up as it was. You was more under the rim, like Mike Conley type shit.
Yeah, but that just wasn't me.
Nah, it wasn't your game, though. You was trying to slam jam on the motherfucking balls, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? You was athletic PG.
Yeah, it take your toll.
Mike be chilling, you know what I mean? Pick and roll, nigga, type shit. Like, and that's why I be telling motherfuckers, it ain't because niggas sad. Like, niggas don't be knowing for real. Be niggas play different ways. A point guard like Mike Conley, of course, is going to last in any league, nigga.
Yeah.
But both of them are cerebral players that, like, no matter who you put around, they're going to make it make sense. Like, that, y'all don't fuck up playing basketball. Y'all do what y'all supposed to do in the insert. Like,
yeah, but I'm
they
saying,
team now perfect for Mike.
Like, yeah. Niggas, like, he was like John Wall and them type niggas, bro. Them niggas, y'all
got up and
prone,
down.
Bro.
Yeah, we was injury prone. We got up and down fly. John, like, John Morant going to experience some of that.
Yeah,
I mean, I hope he get healthy. But
yeah, and niggas don't wish, you know, we don't wish death on none of y'all niggas. But y'all was, you was D-Rose, like.
Man. And it's just realistic. It's unrealistic to ask somebody, especially for like 10 years, to do that shit. That shit is hard as fuck. And it take a toll on your body.
Yeah, dude. That's our fault, though. We got to develop. I think Derrick Rose did a good job of like developing his game a little more. I did too out of the end, but once your knee gone, my quickness was something that I banked on.
Yeah.
Once the quickness is gone, you can't blow by people no more. It ain't even about jumping, but you just can't blow by them no more.
Because like, you can play the pick and pop, pick and roll game too.
Yeah.
But you had that other side, like, so niggas really didn't know how to guard you for real.
You can blow bomb, but.
That's why I say niggas need to probably, I think do 5 years of going crazy, get the bag, but start thinking about, like, the next couple years of life. Yeah. If you want to stay hooping, a lot of niggas be cool with 10 and gone, whatever, you know, the pension plan.
Shout
is,
out to my boy Evan Turner. That boy said, I'm doing 10 and I'm out.
Oh, man. Yeah,
we'll play one more year.
Hey, E.T. a fool for talking about that Raptors coach like that.
He a fool for saying, Gordon Hayward, I'll bust your ass right now.
I started that.
What you said?
I started that. So
you
I
did
was,
start that shit.
I had sent him, he was on Paul George. Gordon was on Paul George podcast, Pete. He was like, E.T. was ducking smoke during draft. He said, yeah, you know, he wouldn't come work out. Like, he was joking, but I was like, damn, you be popping your shit, nigga, on Instagram. Like, Gordon, I sent the video. You know how I sent y'all yesterday on shit? I sent him, I said, nigga,
what's up?
Gordon said, you duck it. I ain't gonna say what E.T. said. I got paragraphs.
Patreon.
Well, my nigga, shout out to my nigga E.T., but he is out of pocket for that shit. Like, talking about this.
He said, I'll bust your ass right now. Shout out to my dog, E.T. I can't wait till you come on the show.
Hey, he was just,
we gonna clown,
there was
bro.
In the comments like, E.T., you can't talk about nobody's voice. He said, but fam, he sound crazier than me. I ain't gonna hold you. As a coach, you probably feel this. If you were playing in the game in the fourth quarter, a team gets 23 free throws and your team gets 2,
facts.
The game going in early because I'm gonna lose it.
Oh, y'all should see this nigga now.
Yeah.
They turned my nigga into a demon. That cool, relaxed coach shit. That shit's out the window.
The untucked polo.
That
shit hard. I started the untucked polo, the coaching shit. I don't want to see none of you new coaches wearing just polos and sweatpants. Y'all keep wearing y'all weak suits, nigga. Being a high school coach in the suit is ridiculous.
Come on, bro. I said, fuck, nigga, we... They be having suits on and shit. I be looking at them like, y'all serious?
Nigga sweaty as hell for no reason.
Like, why you got a suit on, nigga? It's high school.
My nigga be snapping on the rush.
And your collar loose as fuck. I'm really shitty because they be beating us and shit. They be beating us with the weak ass suits on. Fuck out of here, man.
You playing the nation, niggas pulling up to the game in both times.
Man, niggas,
oh, niggas be having my nigga number boy out there and be having him stressed out.
They gotta be like, play out to Larry after every game. Play us one on one. Play the coaching staff, ho ass nigga. We got the best coaching staff, who been coaching staff ever.
No. Y'all backcourt stupid.
Retarded.
Nah, they got a full whip, low-key.
Nah, they do.
Got a full arsenal.
Lace
can't nobody beat y'all. That's a fact.
Hell nah, we the best coaches staff.
I ain't said it because that's why niggas, they got some shit on that bitch. That's why niggas be so mad. I said,
that's why we got everybody sad. Sad as hell.
I'd be shit if I was on that team. That's why you blew your knees, fuck nigga.
That's fucked up. That's so funny.
Because you can't talk about none of them niggas' career. All them niggas had solid careers, bro.
Man.
Yeah, bro. Everybody got buckets everywhere. Niggas, they may not even know who Phil is. Look at this. 1,000-point score in college. Like, everybody on that roster.
Yeah.
Especially just JC. Niggas don't even know.
Yeah, he had a crazy run, too.
Facts. Lead 8 with Xavier.
Yeah, but that shit with Ja is crazy. I didn't expect Ja to play the whole year. Because they have nothing to play for.
Yeah.
They lost 4 starters, basically. You got Marcus Smart, who's now hurt. They had nothing. So they weren't going to compete in the West. They might as well tank this year, go get a high pick, and come back next year because this shit dead already.
Yeah, I hate to see him go down, though. But
I didn't see it.
It might be the best thing for their franchise.
It is.
And I think it's going to help them regroup. Like, damn. You know, when you start living your life a little different and you getting some shit, it like usually happen like that. Like, you get in trouble, something happen, you get injured, or something get fucked up where you got to, like, regroup,
right,
and you come back a better person, better player, all that shit. I think he's going to come back a better person, better player. They're going to get another draft pick. They probably going to trade it and get another good player.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be like, damn, Memphis is back.
Yeah, because you think about it. Well, Steven Adams is gone this whole year. He might not be back. Or did he sign an extension? I don't know. Brandon Clark might come back, might go somewhere else. But like you said, you get that draft pick, you go get another player that you can add with them, what they need, and then next year they're going to be back like they never left.
Yeah, facts.
Speaking about draft picks, y'all think Bronny coming out this year?
Yeah, there's no reason to be in college.
He's just going, whoever picking Bron, going to go fuck with him.
Or they're going to be smart enough to trade him to wherever they want to go. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you don't see LeBron going to no city that...
He's
going to
be in a Lakers.
Yeah, he's going to be
a
Lakers uniform, bro.
Y'all really believe that?
He's going to be in a Lakers uniform.
I believe it.
If he don't get drafted, they're going to pick him up on a two-way. He's going to play in the NBA with LeBron.
He's going to be a first-round pick. There's no way a team wouldn't get... I don't think a top three team, a top five team gets him, but somebody's going to draft him in the first round next year.
Lakers
I'd be
ain't
very
got
surprised.
No picks, do they?
I wish him the best, bro. Like, I love Bronny Game, but first round, bro.
He's getting picked.
He's getting picked.
He get picked. I ain't saying he's going to go undrafted. I just didn't think I'm like, because he got off to a rough start. I'm like, shit, he can come back next year.
No, for what? I'll be in nepotism if it is. So what?
I thought he was going to sit out the whole year and just enter the draft.
Me too.
That's what I thought he was going to do. But it showed me a lot that he played. It's like, damn, you willing to go out there and showcase your skills.
And you can tell
really
he loves
ducking.
Hooping.
Yeah, you ain't ducking no smoke. You like hooping.
Nah. And he can hoop for real. That's
hoop.
I just didn't know how that would play out if he left this year or not.
Nah, he's the player.
I didn't know if that was just a narrative like, oh, shit, Bron's going to go to the Pistons if this nigga go to the Pistons.
Let me tell you right now. LeBron ain't about to live in no city he don't want to live in. He ain't going back to Cleveland. His ass going to be in L.A. Now, if they both played in Cleveland, that'd be fire.
That'd be hard.
That would be
that'd
super
be the
fire.
Best story. They couldn't write it on 2K better.
Yeah. Him going back to Cleveland again, though, would be ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, all right, now. Starting
we're going to have to post a Dilroy meme.
Like, going back to Cleveland for the 4th time is crazy.
That would be nuts, bro.
I think a stimulus package for that city, boy. Yeah. They'd be happy with LeBron.
He got to retire a cab, though.
Yeah, he do.
He brought them a chip, right, bro.
It's only right.
Your chip is more respected in Cleveland than LA.
Facts.
So
facts.
Yeah, that's because Laker fans are spoiled.
Facts. Cleveland. But that Cleveland chip was crazy, though. But
yeah, bro, the Lakers chip, it was everybody was there to play basketball. I get it. Just when he won in Cleveland, bro, how it
meant
did
a lot.
It. Yeah, bro.
You know what meant a lot to me? Academics calling y'all some bums. Shout out to my dog. Hey, well, yeah, my knees is gone, but you called him some bums. That shit was funny.
then we saw the clip of him telling Danny Green girl that he was cheating on her, and I just said, "This nigga, man,
yeah.
I'm fuck with
you. We on your ass.
I watch Ack every morning.
He
I'm
don't
fuck with you.
Then he lying, but we do.
God, watch that nigga every morning.
We want you on the show, Ack, so you can come.
Like a back,
so we can put this fourth chair here, so we can holler at you for real, bro. It ain't no beef. It's love. We just want to holler at you. Well, we on that first topic.
We call y'all some bum.
I start cranking up.
I was crying. I was like,
when I listened to it.
I watched that video 20 times.
Bro, I didn't watch that video.
He said,
"You
classless bums."
He don't care about being lame and all this shit. We gonna touch on all that, bro.
All because I want you right here. We got called bums because she finessed you.
Classless bum.
And you telling on niggas.
That's crazy. That's what I said.
That's crazy,
good.
Bro.
That boy Federal. I don't want no smoke.
Yes, all
that
right.
Was funny, but that
talking,
boy Charleston
talking
White.
About he fuck with you, right?
Hey, that was the highlight of my night, man. That was funny.
Don't worry about it. But shout out to Acto.
Shout out to Gil's Arena too. We was on that bitch. They that started a whole debate between them. They had nothing to do with us. That shit was funny as hell.
Yeah.
Gil's Arena is funny as shit.
Motherfuckers is paying attention to this shit now, y'all.
That's what's up, man.
We appreciate the love and support for sure.
I gotta ask y'all this. Where is the randomest place that I got asked about the podcast?
Everywhere. Yeah. We got beat by a team last night. One of the kids on Lawrence North was like, "Hey, put me on the podcast." I wanna say. You little fucker.
You gonna get that everywhere though.
Like, I will elbow this through this handshake line. I will elbow the fuck out you.
Mine's just a gas station motherfucker walk up behind me saying Bishop.
That's funny.
Yeah, motherfucker's yelling at the gas station. But that's so far as place, nah. But
depending upon what gas station you at, that's either good or bad.
He said, "Hey, coach, put me weird on the podcast, man." What the fuck? All right, boy. I just can't walk.
You better go John Morant.
Yeah. Throw this ball at
you. Nigga hate being known as a podcaster, boy.
Yeah, I'm a hooper, man. Like somebody commented on the picture today I posted. They like, "You finally posted anything but them damn reels." I'm tired of seeing that shit. I was about to unfollow you.
Damn.
Yeah, fuck
like,
him.
Damn. Yeah, like, damn.
No, don't say that. Support black business, nigga.
I was like, damn.
And they say, "Yeah, it's our clips, nigga.
We need to like, post anything but these reels. I'm tired of seeing it." I was like, damn.
We trying to make money, nigga.
Yeah. I was like, damn.
Hey, man, I love the people in the comments, man.
Now, them people are the...
That's why I don't be seeing, like, for real. I don't see why people really get... I can see, but I don't see how you really get offended. Because you really probably never going to see these people.
You know what's
funny?
You
don't know
funny.
These people.
Somebody sent me the link to Gallery Down.
Oh, they was on your ass.
Oh,
they
was on my ass.
They was on your ass.
You can send me a link to Gallery Depth. Like, these are the sweats you really need, bro. I was like, bitch, I know what they are.
That's at least I'll buy Gallery Depth.
I know what they are, bitch. You want me to wear them? I'll buy some right now. Wear them tomorrow.
That's what you talking about? He be on
Don't try my girl like that. She was just
don't try his closet.
It's entertainment purposes,
bro. I swear to God, I love them comments, bro.
That'd be funny as
hell. It is hilarious.
My favorite thing is when people tag us and shit that's going on, because we got so many tags, and Stephen A. called Jason Wood like a fat bitch last night.
How y'all feel about Jason Wood?
He's a whole ass nigga.
I hate that. He's from that.
He's not from that.
Well, Indiana.
No fly zone. The product. He's
he
a product.
Like
of
an industry plant.
He's just honestly, he's just really a bad person. Like everybody that goes around and has interactions with him, especially in the sports media world, but he is just not a good person.
Yeah,
I hate that he's from Indiana.
I hate it. He from Warren though. Eastside, deal with y'all nigga. Come on, y'all.
Why you looking like that, Mike? Because you want Jason Whitlock on the show?
No.
He would never be on this show.
I'll rock with Stephen A.
Jason Whitlock, as from a journalist standpoint and from people who have dealt directly with him and indirectly with him, he is not a good person. And all the smut he gets is well-deserved. It should be a lot more.
We don't want him at all, bro.
I don't know him like that, but just the hate that he be having for Deion Sanders, I'd be like, that's crazy.
Bro, he don't like black people. Like, he don't.
I like all the statements y'all just said outside of he's just a bad person.
Yeah, I don't know him.
He's a bad person.
I don't
person.
Know him. He ain't never
might
done nothing to me.
Might be trying to show these niggas grace, bro.
But I ain't never did nothing to me, so I can't say he a bad person. I'm just saying, like, the stuff that he say about other people is like, damn, my boy. Like, why you hating on Prime like that? Why you hating on these people like that?
Tory 24, Mike told me to stop alienating people. We might have his future guests and businesses on here. So I've been trying to do my best not to say those things.
No, fuck him. If we
but in this special case, fuck not, Jason Whitlock. Yeah,
he's not one of those.
I don't know him to call him a piece of shit. So I ain't gonna call
DJ
you a piece
Wells
of shit.
Will say Jason Whitlock is a whole ass nigga and a piece of shit.
I don't know him like that. So I ain't gonna call
DJ
him.
DJ is in that journalist world.
Yeah,
man.
Bro. He's done some shifty shit to people I know who've done great work, bro, and backdoored a lot of people. And that's foul.
He about to go.
And for Stephen A to call somebody a bitch, bro, you wildin'. Cause he got way too much to lose to be cussing on TV.
Yeah, but he's about to go in on you. Your journalism. Where the fuck did you
And I can't wait. You fat whore. You will get flamed on this show. I will use this podcast irresponsibly. Nah, I will use my platform.
I don't know him like that. That's DJ Beef, but I just don't like how he talk about
He from our city and I hate that shit, bro. Don't be a representative.
Nah, I don't like that either, because he write me like, this nigga from your city, why you hating on Coach Prom? And I'm like, I don't know why
shit.
He
did some weak ass shit to Shannon.
Yeah.
Over at Fox.
Yeah.
He got
a track
long
record, bro.
List, bro. Yeah.
To have Stephen A out his body like that, though, yeah, you got it.
Hey, he was hot.
You got to be a different kind of person, though.
Hey, ESPN been going crazy because Pat McAfee called out the... he called out the one of the biggest executives in their company said, he's trying to sabotage my show all live. That shit was crazy. Yeah, and they had to put out a statement.
Damn. Yeah. Oh,
Aaron Rodgers,
that.
Because, man... And then you see some of the black talent that left ESPN. You see the Carter Champion. You see the Jamel Hills. You see the Michael Smith saying, we told y'all, yes, these places, if they want you to not... then you're not.
Yeah.
It's and Pat McAfee's situation different because they acquired him and they have a partnership.
Yeah.
It's the reason why Aaron Rodgers ain't on the show the rest of the NFL season. They say, hey, bro, you wildin'.
Yeah, that Jeffrey Epstein.
He said
he wildin', though.
He said he on the list.
You can't just throw nobody on the list, bro.
Yeah.
You can't do that, bro.
Aaron Rodgers said, I can come back from a torn Achilles in 5 weeks. That's what we should have known. We should have took him off the TV.
Yeah. You can't just put nobody on that list, though. That's crazy, though.
Nah, that's
if
crazy.
I'm Jimmy Kimmel, I'm hot, too, bro.
Hell yeah, bro.
But if that list come out, he on it. That's crazy.
I was getting excited. If he was on there,
but you
Aaron Rodgers got to get a pass.
Y'all know somebody going to edit that, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like how
it's
going to
be a list come around.
Lee Texas like, IT back in the league, bro.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They had you going.
When I say I was geek, I didn't text the chat. I'm like, yeah, when they coming to the city?
Yeah.
Off of DJ be like, bro, that was fake news. That's why I hate you motherfuckers over at NBA Central.
Yeah.
Because no, I don't be
Central
looking at
with the E.
Central with the E. And I follow that motherfucker.
They are terrible.
They be lit.
No, they should be cracking.
They be cracking.
You know what I'm thinking about? I'm like, I'm about to DM and see when they come in town.
Nah, bro, I was happy for that nigga. I'm like, damn, shout out to
yeah, but I know, bro. See, now I'm like, that shit was presented really well, bro, because it was right after Ja. I was like, damn, finally IT got a chance. I know he gonna fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Finish out the season.
They full of shit,
I'll put
bro.
DJ to ruin it for me.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, about the DM say congrats, bro, if you ever come to the city.
That was gonna be terrible.
See, I'm glad y'all told me he flagged because nigga probably like, this nigga trying to play.
Yeah, DJ responded fast.
Yeah, I was like, please don't. Because I ain't going to hold you. When I first seen it, I was about to repost that. I said, damn, shout out.
Yeah,
I was like,
oh, bro,
wait a minute.
Bro, I was presented beautifully. Like,
but you see how, you know how much that happens, though? If you look at, I remember one of the first time Boss X Sports got popping because they said some bullshit and Steven, they had the first A block of first take about that shit. It was funny as hell. all bullshit report. And they had a whole segment on that.
I remember one day I was watching this Instagram called Mock Trades and it just came across and I thought somebody got traded. I was like, that's a good trade. Like, I screenshotted it and sent it to the group like, it's a fire trade. Yeah, y'all gonna be decent. Nigga was like, nigga, what?
Out of pocket.
Niggas who've been on that name was like, bro, yeah, this shit spelled wrong.
Yeah, like, oh.
Hey, you gonna have niggas beefing with their organization?
I was like, I ain't gonna tell you who I sent it to. Like, it's a fire trade. Y'all gonna be decent. Nigga was
that's
like,
crazy.
Damn, that's crazy. Hey, man, speaking of separation time, Tiger's gone from Nike. I wasn't surprised about that.
Shout out to Mike, man. Where y'all think he going?
Shit, he gonna probably make his own brand, bro. He's gonna have the legacy of golf stuff going forward.
Damn.
I mean, that's what Kobe was doing. But Kobe was doing his own thing. He left Nike altogether. That's why that whole... I know we joked about Vanessa signing the papers and stuff, but that was real. He had his own company that he was about to run off with. That Mamba stuff was not going to be with Nike.
Damn.
look at all the best players in the league right now. I mean, they luckily some places got to hold the young guns and doing marketing brands. But if you're not young and vocal, all the champions and all the people who high up there, their brands is all with them. Joker got whatever company he get now. Mm-hmm. He don't care about that shit. Steph is Under Armour. Kawhi is New Balance. Like all the finals, MVPs, and all them
MB
niggas.
Except with Skechers.
Excuse me?
MB with Skechers.
And a real JR.
Who?
The real JR.
JR who?
Julius Randle.
Oh, who? The real JR who?
Not the Birdman JR.
JR Ryder?
Nah, not him either.
Nah, because you're not talking, you out of pocket.
Julius Randle is with Skechers.
You're
speaking
not,
about Kobe, though, is the reverse Grinch the hardest basketball shoe out right now?
No.
Nah.
Right now?
What y'all got?
Like right the hardest now? Basketball shoe right now. Well, when it come out, it's the D-Book. When he did the Shattered Backboard version, I have to have.
I have wow. to have him. I am surprising you right
no.
now.
Have to have him. No. What? The reverse, the Shattered Backboard D-Book.
I want to turn my mic on and say no.
The Shattered Backboard D-Book is crazy. D-Book niggas ain't fucking with them. Send them to me.
No, that orange pair and the first pair of D-Books, I think those are crazy. I want to have a pair of those really, really bad. That colorway and that white and purple one was Rack Room shoes.
No, the Shattered Backboard ones? You ain't seen the black, orange, and white?
I saw them.
That was on Twitter.
Shoe Carnival.
Shoe Carnival. Y'all crazy as fuck.
Shoe Carnival.
Those shits is hard.
That silhouette and that shoe is going to really matter what the color of that shoe look like. And that silhouette, I'm disappointed in you right now.
Nah. Well, all right. When they come out and D-Book, send me a pair.
The
so
orange
I can show
so
these niggas
crazy.
How to. To yeah, rock
them Shattered Backboards, they don't even come in the box. They just put the string on them. You throw them over your shoulder.
Man, this nigga's strong. Look at his shoes. Listen, D-Book.
Hold on.
D-Book, look what he got on his feet. Don't worry about what they talking about.
I'm going to let you
go. We need the D-Book lineage ones. Yeah. That'd be fire.
You see, because niggas is tapped in. We just brought up Bronny, too. Bronny had on them.
Bronny did have those on.
He did not have these on.
He had on Black Force with white laces.
No, the fuck he didn't.
On my soul,
he had on Off-White.
No, he didn't.
They was Off-White.
Pure black.
The pure black lineage is different.
He had on Off-White.
It's 2KW.
Pure black and Off-White. Well,
shout out to the prom picks.
Man. And with that being said, Phil Block 20. Dr. Umar's pissed right now. Dr. Umar, man, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go practice, man.
Hey, man, we gotta get out of here. Coach gotta go to work. We appreciate y'all rocking with us. Like, share, subscribe, all that good shit. We'll be back next week.
Dr. Umar's rolled over his brain.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.